3. And now we come to the first of our headline stories, paving the way to a new look market. The refurbishment of Newton Abbott's Market Hall and Square is progressing well, according to Teignbridge District Council. In the Market Square, new paving and infrastructure are being laid to support future events. The improvements are designed to revitalise the town centre, creating a vibrant destination in the heart of Teignbridge that blends daytime and evening trading, the council said. The final product will offer a mix of retail, food, events and a bar, with space for pop-up activities in the main hall. The announcement comes as a procurement process gets underway to appoint a management company to run the market hall when it reopens next year. A spokesperson for TDC said, work will continue in the square until mid-November, then move towards the new pedestrian route through to Market Street. We are grateful to local businesses and traders for their patience and cooperation during the works. We will continue to keep everyone updated as the project moves towards completion in early 2026.
Our second headline is Union slams parking profiteering profits. The Torbay and South Devon Trust made hundreds of thousands of pounds in profit from charging patients and staff to park in the year to March, new figures are showing. But the GMB, the trade union which represents many NHS staff, said that it was perverse and grotesque to force them to pay to park at work. New figures released by NHS England show Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust received close on £1.4 million from parking charges across its various sites, including those in Teignbridge. This sum was made up of £1 million from charging patients and visitors and an additional £347,000 from staff. Across the whole of England, trusts received £271 million from parking charges. This was a 12% increase on 2023-24. At the Torbay and South Devon Trust, income from parking increased by 7% from £1.3 million a year. Brian Morton, Associate Director for Employment Relations at the Royal College of Nursing, said, "For nursing staff, the cost of parking takes too much of their pay. Staff are having to pay to park at work and can even be hit with fines when they stay late caring for their patients. This simply cannot be right. Staff work around the clock to be there for their patients, and working odd shift times means using public transport is not always possible. Trust leaders must do more to provide free parking for staff and not leave them out of pocket just for coming in to work. Managing parking costs, the Torbay and South Devon Trust, a total of £637,000, meaning overall it gave it a total net income of £729,000. Sharon Wild, National Officer at the GMB, said, "When the charges have risen faster than the cost of maintaining the car parks, it looks like the worst kind of profiteering. Health workers deal with punishing workloads and chronic understaffing. They need help and support. Paying to park while performing vital, life-saving work feels like the ultimate kick in the teeth." A Department of Health and Social Care spokesperson said that local trusts are responsible for the car parking space numbers, rates for parking and charging methods, but all parking charges should be reasonable for the local area. They added, "Free parking is available for those in greatest need, including all NHS staff who work overnight."
Call for volunteer crossing patrols. An appeal has gone out for volunteer school crossing patrol wardens in Starcross following claims children's lives are in danger. The call comes as the 379 closure, which diverts traffic through residential streets and past Starcross Primary School, has been extended until mid-November. Now parents want to put together their own volunteer crossing patrol to start when the school reopens after half term. One parent said, "There is dangerous traffic outside Starcross Primary School, despite Devon County Council Highways saying through traffic is not allowed to use New Road. Meanwhile, we need a temporary crossing patrol." The cause of the A379 work is the renovations to the Driftwood Inn, formerly the Galleon. There have been calls for Teignbridge Council to help by allowing residents temporary free use of the New Road car park, where charges have recently been introduced. County Councillor Anna Connett says the roadworks have highlighted a longer-term need for a permanent crossing in the village. He explained, "Devon County has done a lot to divert lorries away from Starcross. Devon Highways has also spoken to the hauliers, and I'm told firms have agreed not to go through Starcross, and yet their drivers continue to do so. We have reports of ordinary traffic speeding along the 20-mile-per-hour new road. I have asked Devon Highways and our local police for more support, as I very much appreciate the concerns of parents and the school. For now, we need a temporary solution so children can cross safely to and from school. However, what this has shown is that we need a zebra crossing on New Road as a permanent solution. Cars and lorries would have to stop to let the children cross, and it would greatly improve the road safety for the community."